Mindy, from bubble to Pentecost. Days of spiritual preparation, they culminated in the events of Pentecost, of course. They prepared for 10 days. So after Christ's resurrection, 40 days passed. Then they experienced Christ's ascension. 10 days passed, and they experienced the outpouring of the Holy Spirit at Pentecost. So from the resurrection till the outpouring, 50 days passed. Now, this is a fine parable, because at Pentecost, this religious feast of the Jews, the first fruits of their summer harvest were presented to the Lord. The first fruits. And here at Pentecost, with the outpouring of the Holy Spirit, which eventually led to the baptism of 3,000 persons, we see the first fruit of the early Christian church. It's a nice parable, isn't it? Now, here in Acts chapter 2, verse 5, we see what happened after this outpouring of the Spirit. The apostles were able to speak in foreign languages from one second to the other. It was a miracle. So Peter talked in a special foreign language, and John and James and Nathanael and so on. Now, to religious feasts, Jews from all over the Eastern Mediterranean area came to Jerusalem. From here and here and here. And all these areas here, up to over there, and down here, they all came to Jerusalem. So if someone comes from here, he knows the language from there. Or when he comes from Greek, he knows this language. And so on. Even from Rome, Jews traveled to Jerusalem. This was a tradition. Meeting in Jerusalem. So, when people came from all of these areas, they suddenly heard the apostles, fishermen who had lived at the Lake of Galilee all their life up to that time. They were able to speak languages thousands of kilometers far away. How can that be? So people came together in a temple courtyard. One told the other, "Listen, come. You haven't heard that before. Come. They talk in our foreign language. Listen." And they all ran together. And then Peter started a sermon showing that the prophet Joel had already prophesied this outpouring of the Holy Spirit hundreds of years before. And the people were so shocked when they heard, "We have crucified," so in a way the leaders of the Jews, "but we as Jews have crucified the Messiah. What now? What should we do now? We can't turn back the events." Is that it has happened? Now, when they were in kind of shock, Paul told them, we read in verse 37 in chapter 2 of the Acts, "When the people heard this, they were cut to the heart and said to Peter and the other apostles, 'Brothers, what shall we do? What shall we do? And Peter replied, repent and be baptized, every one of you, in the name of Jesus Christ, for the forgiveness of your sins, and you will receive, what will they receive? The gift of the Holy Spirit.